Chapter 3. It's one thing to learn about a murder crime scene in the police academy, but a totally different experience to be thrown in the middle of one. Toots had left, and Wyatt had taken Sterling in his car down to the station, leaving Finn and me alone with Doc Walton. Duke had found a spot on the corner of one of Doc's couches in the reception room, the only area we had cleared. Max Bogus, our county coroner and owner of our only funeral home, should be here any minute, I said to Finn, and finished up writing down a few notes. He'll do an initial assessment and then take Doc on down to the funeral home morgue.
Any clues on who might have done this?
Finn asked. No idea.
It was still a little shocking to me. There hasn't been a murder here since I took office 2 years ago.
In the state of Kentucky, a sheriff serves a 4-year term with no term limit, and I would have to say I was pretty lucky not having a murder on my watch. That lucky streak was over.
Sheriff?
The voice of Max Bogus called from the front of the house. Come on in, I yelled back. Max walked in with his brown briefcase close to his side. He wore khaki pants, a blue button-down, and thick, black-rimmed glasses. Max, this is Finn Vincent from the reserve unit. I gestured between the two. Finn, this is Max. They gave each other a handshake and nod.
This is a first.
Max's eyes dipped, his lips pursed as he bent down over Doc's body. I still can't believe it. There isn't a murder weapon, which I'm assuming is a knife of some sort from all of the stab wounds, I pointed out.
We shall see.
Max held a clipboard and camera bag in his hands.
I've got to fill out the initial paperwork, and you know I'll need to see any witness statements or even talk to who found him.
Yes, of course, I nodded. Sterling found him before Toots got here for work. You and Doc were friends. Did you know he would see patients without appointments? I asked, fearing this was going to be my biggest obstacle in the case.
He was an old-time doctor. If someone needed to be seen, he wasn't going to turn anyone away.